your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98 Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. More than 2 days after Hamas launched its surprise attack from Gaza, the military said the fighting within Israel had largely died down for now. Iran has historically maintained strong ties with both Palestinian Hamas and Hezbollah. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's inexcusable that the Biden administration won't confirm that Iran is behind the attack.
I don't know what Tony Blinken and Joe Biden need. I mean, do they actually need video of Ayatollah Khamenei meeting with Hamas leaders, telling them that they have the green light? I mean, Hamas is saying it. Hezbollah is saying it. Iran is saying it. Israel is saying it. And everyone knows that Hamas is a proxy. Wouldn't even exist if it weren't for Iran.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, Israeli tanks and drones have been deployed to guard breaches in the Gaza border fence to prevent new incursions. Thousands of Israelis evacuated from more than a dozen towns near Gaza, and the military summoned 300,000 reservists. That's a massive mobilization in a short time. Hamas, in turn, says it's ready for a long battle. The Pentagon sending a carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean in support of Israel.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered the USS Gerald R. Ford to be ready to assist Israel. It's the Navy's newest and most advanced aircraft carrier and will be accompanied by cruisers and destroyers. The large deployment, which also includes other warships and warplanes, underscores the concern that the U.S. has in trying to deter the Mideast conflict from growing.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoes a bill aimed at limiting the price of insulin.
The measure would have banned health plans and disability insurance policies from charging more than $35 for a 30-day supply of insulin. The Democrat vetoed the bill because he said it would prompt insurance companies to increase monthly premiums. Newsom noted California has a $50 million contract to produce its own brand of insulin that it would sell for $30. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The Coast Guard rescuing three people without injury from a capsized vessel off the New Jersey coast over the weekend. The operator of that 18-foot disabled vessel reported he was going down in Great Bay in Little Egg Harbor Township on Saturday afternoon in inclement weather. Kenyan Kelvin Kiptum set a world record in the Chicago Marathon, Kiptum finishing in 2 hours, 35 seconds, to shatter the old mark by 34 seconds. Breaking news at townhall.com. Authorities say two people shot and wounded on the campus of Bowie State University in Maryland. Police say two 19-year-old men were injured in that shooting. The injuries were not life-threatening. And there's been no word if any arrests have been made in the case. The Marine Corps says men and women are now integrated in boot camp.
But while male and female recruits are in the same companies, platoons remain segregated by gender. A spokesman says keeping the platoon segregated is critically important to the way the Corps makes Marines, and that is by taking individuals, breaking them down mentally, and then building them back up. And many female officers are strong proponents of the segregation, saying it helps to keep men and women to stay focused. Jason Walker reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Neupert. After an armed man was taken into custody at the state capitol last week, State Senate President Chris Kopenga tells WISN's Up Front he's now considering security enhancements for the building.
So we're definitely looking at measures to make sure we're reacting appropriately. And we're one of the few capitals in the United States who do not have security measures in place right now. So it's a conversation we have to have.
A 43-year-old man was taken into protective custody after twice showing up at the Capitol with guns, both times demanding to see Governor Tony Evers. Late last week, both Evers and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss say they do not want to restrict public access to the Capitol or require people to go through security screening. A police officer shot and killed a man in the Fox Valley over the weekend. Bob Haig has more.
According to a press release from the State Department of Justice, the man was armed with, quote, bladed weapons when officers from the Menasha and Fox Crossing Police Departments responded to a domestic dispute in Menasha shortly after 3 p.m. Saturday. A Menasha officer shot the man, who died despite first aid being rendered. The DOJ did not identify the man or state how many shots were fired. Officers were equipped with body cameras, and the officer who shot the man has been placed on administrative leave. The DOJ's Division of Criminal Investigation is leading the investigation of the shooting.
State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz says she will not be stepping aside from lawsuits challenging Wisconsin's legislative district maps. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is demanding that she step aside, but will not be starting impeachment proceedings against her. Protasiewicz accepted $10 million from the Democratic Party during her run for office. Milwaukee will be seeing new, more secure mailboxes from the U.S. Postal Service. 12,000 high-security boxes are being installed across the country. Other cities in Wisconsin getting them will be West Allis and Glendale. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson, Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men. The boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
This is Wisconsin Radio Network. Bipartisan support for Israel from Wisconsin's congressional delegation. Bob Haig has more.
House Democrats Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan issued statements condemning the attacks against Israel by Hamas. Pocan asked for humane restraint towards non-combatants, and Moore called for U.S. engagement to break the cycle of destruction and death. Republicans Glenn Grothman and Mike Gallagher said Hamas terrorists specifically targeted women and children. Republicans Tom Tiffany, Brian Stile, and Scott Fitzgerald all said Israel has the right to defend its borders. Republican Senator Ron Johnson called on the administration to stop handing over billions to Hamas's patron, Iran. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin called the attacks appalling and said she stands with the Israeli people.
More news online at WRN.com. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96, passed away on September 22nd at Southdale Medical Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is survived by her daughters, Christy Collins and Debbie Blomberg. Survived also by her sons, Ken Dickinson and Dan Dickinson. Survived by 19 grandchildren, by 32 great-grandchildren, and by 3 great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, October 21st, at the Ogama Baptist Church, located in Ogama. Visitation beginning 1 hour prior to the service at the church. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment, or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. Wheelway right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, primary care is dedicated to keeping you well when you're up, getting you back to yourself when you're down, and most importantly, helping you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Frost and hard freezing conditions around here are pretty commonplace by early October. Typically, our first frost or freeze of the year, I should say, is in the middle of September. in especially those low-lying areas of far north Wisconsin. Now, further south, it's more like late September through central parts of the state, and then it's the first week to 2 weeks of October that frost typically occurs for the first time in the fall season across south Wisconsin. It sure happens fast, doesn't it? From Labor Day weekend to cool nights and frosty mornings and fall colors to snowfall, it just doesn't take long at all. Water temperatures on our lakes continue to drop, mostly in the 50s. Good luck if you're musky fishing this time of the year. 8 till 10 is our major fish feeding period this morning. The minor is 2 till 3 this afternoon. The moon is waning crescent, so not too much left in the early morning hours. Rising at about 1:30 earlier this morning. It'll be setting about 5 o'clock this evening. Sunrise time now is just after 7 o'clock, and sunset time is just before 6:30. On a side note here, I'll be retiring from radio, outdoor, and weather broadcasting at the end of this week. It's been 43 years. Weather-wise, it stays pretty cool this week. By next week, these kinds of cool temperatures will be almost normal. Now, we should see highs generally around 50, pretty steady breeze from the northwest yet at around 8 to 16 miles an hour today, a mix of clouds and scattered sun. More cloud cover expected tomorrow. Highs again are near 50 with north winds. There could be some rainfall coming in by the latter part of the week, especially across the south half of Wisconsin. It could be heavy, but we certainly could catch some to finish the week and next weekend, but we'll have to wait and see on the position of the storm. It could end up being a drier pattern than what we're seeing on the weather maps right now. Take care. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 46. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 34. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. High of 45. Temperatures below average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. Another look at the short range. High of 46 this afternoon. Lows level off around 34 tonight. We should top out at 45 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 44.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Only two undefeated teams in the NFL after the 49ers beat the Cowboys 42-10. Brock Purdy with four touchdown tosses, three of those to George Kittle. And it was the Eagles, 23-14 winners over the Rams. Jalen Hurts, 303 yards and two scores. One team still looking for its first win. Carolina lost again, this time to the Lions, 42-24. Jared Goff with three touchdown tosses in the first half. He ran for a score in the fourth quarter. Elsewhere, the Jaguars beat the Bills 25-20 for back-to-back wins in London. The Dolphins 31-16 over the Giants. Saints rout the Patriots in a shutout 34-0. Falcons 21-19 over the Texans. Colts beat the Titans 23-16. Steelers rally to beat the Ravens 17-10. Bengals 34-20 over the Cardinals. Jets beat the Broncos 31-21 to snap a three-game skid. And the Chiefs beat the Vikings 27-20. SRN Sports. Baseball, the Rangers build a 7-run lead before fending off the Orioles.
Mitch Garver hit a grand slam homer in the third inning to help the Rangers to their fourth consecutive road playoff win, beating the Orioles 11-8. The home run came after Texas scored 5 runs in the second inning.
I got into a situation there in the hitter's count where I was looking for the fastball and I was able to get it. And I think it's just a big momentum push for our whole team, and we needed all those runs today.
The Orioles trailed 9-2 and closed the gap, thanks in part to Aaron Hicks, who homered and drove in 5. Corey Bradford got the win in relief of Jordan Montgomery, while Grayson Rodriguez took the loss. Craig Heist, Baltimore.
Twins even their series with the Astros after a 6-4 win. Carlos Correa had 3 hits and 3 RBI. Kyle Farmer with a 2-run homer. Tonight, the Braves play the Phillies, and the Dodgers play the Diamondbacks. And with SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The Packers and Raiders hook up in a Monday night football clash to close out week 5 of the NFL season. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It'll be the Packers' first look at Devontae Adams since he left Green Bay. He said he has no axe to grind.
I still speak to, you know, the front office guys over there. I checked in on Matt in the offseason, hit him on his birthday. All the coaches over there, I love the ones that are still there. So, you know, the players, obviously they understood the situation as well. So it wasn't some big crazy breakup that people thought it was. Obviously there was, it felt like it just because everything seemed good a week ago. And then, obviously I was gone. But a lot of mutual love and respect between the Packers and I.
Packers are 2-2, trying to keep pace with the Lions, who won again yesterday 42-24 over Carolina. Jonathan Taylor won't be going anywhere. He agreed to a 3-year contract extension with the Colts that'll pay him $42 million, $26.5 million guaranteed. Bucks beat the Bulls 105-102 in their exhibition opener at Fiserv Forum. Last night, Marjon Beauchamp led the way with 18 points and 8 rebounds. Giannis, Chris Middleton, and Damian Lillard all had the day off. Hockey Badgers swept Augustana over the weekend, winning the series finale 3-0 on Sunday. Owen Lindmark had 2 goals and an assist on Sunday night, was impressed with back-to-back shutouts posted by Badger goaltender Kyle McClellan.
He was phenomenal. You know, when you have a goalie he's going to stop all the shots, even when you make a mistake, that's huge. Because, you know, when you have a brick wall like that, it's just going to make the team better. So it's a great start for him. He played excellent, and look forward to see him continuing to play the rest of the year.
New head coach Mike Hastings posting wins number 300 and 301 over the weekend. Football Badgers beat Rutgers 24-13 on Saturday. Now look ahead to this week's game, a trophy matchup against Iowa in Madison. The American League Divisional Series continued on Sunday. Texas beat Baltimore 11-8. The Rangers go up 2-0 in that series. Minnesota down Houston 6-2. The Twins and Astros even at a game apiece. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out a couple of local sports notes, the middle school state championships held over the weekend, and the Phillips Middle School participated in that. There were 20 teams that had enough to compile an entire team. And Phillips girls finished in second. It was Keeley Gabay finishing in 10th to lead the way. Trinity Smith in 14th. Allie Harper in 16th. Lila Raymer finished in 19th place. Ella Vollendorf in 23rd. Olivia Johnson in 61st. And Clarice Johnson in 73rd. The Phillips Middle School boys, meanwhile, they garnered a third-place finish out of the 24 teams that were there, led by Josh Edwards in a 9th-place finish, Nick Pesco in 18th, Finn McCardle coming in 29th, Chase Schmidt in 36th, Matthew Novak in 38th, Christopher Parker in 73rd, and Travis Henney in 107th at the middle school championships over the weekend. And other action from around the area, Lakeland varsity volleyball team in action Saturday. They win 3-0 over Rhinelander. Tomahawk defeated Lakeland, and Lakeland won their third match of the day 3-1 over Anago. High school football Friday night A game shortened in the first half. Shawamigan defeated Mellon 22-0. Phillips, one more win to garner and claim all alone the top of the conference championship. Phillips with a 56-30 win over Winter Birchwood. 11-man action had Anago topping Ashland 15-0. Mosinee over Medford 19-0. And it was Lakeland topping Hayward by a score of 20-11. Packer football today, 5:03. Your pregame right here. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
It keeps going. There's more.
Only the best. The best. Only the best.
Right here.
98Q Country.
Talk to God like you always tell me I should. I don't live my life every day like you prayed that I would. Yeah, I'm a mess of a man with lessons to learn. You're the last thing. Started with a good night kiss, my lips, your lips.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Truck bed this morning.
Bed for you. So nobody won Powerball over the weekend. The jackpot was $1.4 billion. Now it's over $1.5 billion. It's $1.55 billion. It still is the third largest Powerball in history. The second largest was $1.586, just a scotch more. And the biggest Powerball ever was $2.04 billion, went to one person in 2022. It doesn't seem that long ago, but yeah, it was 2022, a couple years ago. So anyways, best of luck to everybody that's playing Powerball. I hope you win. Not. I hope I win.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Life moves fast, so should your internet. Bug Tussle would love to give new customers $10 off per month for 12 months, plus free installation from August 11th to September 10th. Get this winning deal on high-speed internet by calling Bug Tussle at 877-227-0924. Spread the love and tell 10 of your friends to call Bug Tussle too. 877-227-0924.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Aquard Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/giftguide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/giftguide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/giftguide.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 46. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 34. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. High of 45. Temperatures below average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. Another look at the short range, high of 46 this afternoon. Lows level off around 34 tonight. We should top out at 45 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 45.
Your radio's found the right place.
You guys have so much music.
One great song after another.
Give me another hit. 98
Q Country.
It's high time, I tell you, no more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me, we're the same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how feel thing, so I'ma go on and take a swing.
Yeah.
You can park
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Bye.
bright light on in the kitchen. So today is the 9th of October. October 9, 2023. Today is quite a day. It's International Beer and Pizza Day. Not just national. It's International Beer and Pizza Day. Sounds like a good way to watch a game tonight, huh? It's World Postcard Day. Every now and then, just for fun, I send my kids postcards just to surprise them when they get them in the mail. I don't know why. Why not, huh? So it's football tonight, and then on Thursday, it's Thursday Prime, Amazon Prime. It's the Kansas City Chiefs and I think the Denver Broncos. That's one game I'm going to watch because I lived in both cities. Right. I will watch it on Amazon Prime, Thursday Night Football. Coming up, Parmalee, Cole Swindell, Rascal Flatts, and more. On the way.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, October 16th and Tuesday, October 17th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Park Falls Community Peace Center on 598 2nd Avenue North, there will be a blood drive. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace to schedule an appointment. That's Monday, October 16th and Tuesday, October 17th from 12 to 5 at the Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cook a fire with a little light.
Say what you do, girl. You know damn near everything I love.
This is so freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
In my t-shirt, in my ride. Running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world. Baby, you're the only girl in my. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me. Girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride. Running circles in my mind. Couple billion. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there. Girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride. Running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world. Baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket. On my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Shower turn on, but there's nothing but a towel on you. You sing along with some Timberlake bumping, but he ain't got nothing on you. I don't wanna hear the coffee pouring, a goodbye kiss, then locking the door. Yeah, sounds like leaving you on. It's a little too loud on the high.